Podcasts by Discovery.
Hi everyone, I'm Terry Harris, the dietitian in the Vitality Wellness team. I will be keeping you informed about everything related to nutrition during this time with Vitality at Home. Our team is committed to bring you information that can be trusted and is practical. The reality is that there is no magic immune-boosting food or supplement that will prevent COVID-19. But following an overall healthy diet will help to support your immune system. We know that what you eat not only affects your physical health, but also your mental health. My intention with this podcast is to help you create an environment in your home that sets you up for success and that nudges you to eat healthy foods. Today, we will be exploring three themes. Firstly, how to ignore the call of the fridge and how to keep a healthy eating routine at home. Secondly, healthy snacking, which can be tough at the best of times. And thirdly, I'll discuss mental health and nutrition. Now, being at home more often can lead to unhealthy eating habits because we have food around us all the time. Boredom and emotional eating due to stress can also lead to unhealthy eating habits. But my five tips for keeping a healthy eating routine at home is to plan your meals and snacks ahead of time to avoid any last-minute decisions. Take the time to enjoy meals without distractions. Turn that TV off and put your phone down. Find activities to do to help prevent eating out of boredom, such as exercising or reading a book or doing a puzzle. Having healthy foods in the house is also a great start, and if you do have those unhealthy foods, keep them out of sight. And staying at home can lead to mindless snacking. If you snack, be mindful of what you choose, because snacking can help meet your nutritional needs, but if you choose unhealthy snacks, it can lead to unhealthy weight gain. My five tips to prevent healthy snacking is stock up on the tasty, nutritious snacks, such as fruit and vegetables, nuts and seeds, yogurt. A personal favorite is peanut butter on an apple. Avoid unhealthy snacks in the house, because having chips and sweets and biltong and chocolates within reach makes it very difficult to resist. And plan your snacks for the day. Portion them out and set them aside. And be aware of portion sizes, because snacking can significantly add to your kilojoule intake if you leave it unchecked. And don't snack while watching TV or reading or working or reading social media, because it's easy to eat too much without realizing. Now, evidence is growing to support the link between the quality of your diet and mental health. Your brain operates at such a very high metabolic rate and uses a substantial amount of what you eat to support its structure and its function. And while it's easy to reach for the comfort foods when you're stressed, choices such as biscuits and donuts, cakes, pastries, chocolates are not the good choices for feeding your brain under stressful and demanding conditions. Now, if we want to understand a bit more, how does this link work? How does the food that you eat influence your brain health? And the first is chronic inflammation, because research shows that many mental and brain states are linked to chronic low-grade inflammation. And diet is one of the many factors that can contribute to inflammation. For example, a Western type diet is linked to increased inflammation, while a more traditional diet that's plant-based has shown to be anti-inflammatory. And the gut microbiome, the buzzword, the new area of research, which is focusing on the trillions of bacteria in your gut, they appear to affect your brain function and health. And it's the type of bacteria that have been linked to different mental disorders. And diet is one of the many factors that can influence your gut microbiome. So let's look now at the dietary recommendations. What should one be eating for optimal brain health? And the first is to follow a whole diet approach. What this means is that we need to look at the foods and not just the nutrients, because nutrients work in synergy. They all work together in the body. So the best way to ensure you have enough and the right nutrients is to consume a wide variety of wholesome foods. We spoke earlier about the Western diet. So what this is a diet that's high in processed meat, red meat, refined grains, very low in fruit and veg. That's all being linked to an increase of depression. But in contrast, the traditional diet that's really plant-based, that's made up a lot of vegetables and fruit, your beans, lentils, chickpeas, whole grains, as well as fish and olive oil and low-fat dairy, those all have been linked to a much better state of mental health. And increase how much omega-3 you eat. The main sources are your oily fish, and pilchards and sardines and salmon are these fish that give us omega-3s. And include foods that support the intestines and the bacteria that live there, your gut microbiome. So have fermented foods such as yogurt, but also feed those bacteria by having a lot of dietary fiber. Eat a lot of colorful vegetables and fruit. And again, it's your whole grains, it's your beans, lentils, chickpeas, and your nuts and your seeds. Avoid the processed foods, because we know that foods high in unhealthy fats, sugar, refined carbs, such as ultra-processed foods, they have been detrimental to your gut microbiome. So the bottom line is to follow a healthy, balanced diet in general. Be physically active, because this will not only reduce your risk of health conditions, but also will benefit your brain function and your mental health. Let me know if you have any questions. And if you find this topic fascinating, I have more links and reading to share with you. Thank you for listening, and please stay home, stay safe, stay rewarded.
This podcast was brought to you by Discovery.